We are learning Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Ches Amud Aleph, and we're starting three lines from the top. We learned on the Gemara Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis that there's this big shaila. If you were reading Karoiv Lenichse Shavui, you have a person who's away, he was captured, he's a hostage, and his field sitting there doing nothing, and they're losing all the crops in those years. So shaila is, does the Karoiv go down, and he goes down and works the field, puts all the work into it, and gets all the payers from the field as well? So Gemara says there's three different cases. If you heard that he died, so then Lekuliyama Yamridin as a Karav. If he just went away, Stam himself, and he didn't tell anyone that he's going, he just left, no one captured him, he went away his own das, then you're not Maridin a Karav to Nichse Shavu, because it's his property, he didn't give any tzivui. So Vasap is, he should put someone down there. The Machlaikas is when he gets captured, and you don't know if he's alive or dead. So one man the Yama says, Maridim Karav Nechse Shavui, and the other man says, Ey Maridim, Mishim Megamil is one who holds you are Maridim, and the other man holds you not Maridim. So now we're going to go and learn the Abraisa here. It says, Tana, V'kulon Shom Lenk Aris. All these people who you're married into the property, they eat like an Aris. Aris means that you get a certain percentage of the crops. So Gemara wants to know, what's this going on exactly? Ah, hey, what are we going on? What are we talking about? Ilema Shavuyin. If we're talking about a shavuyim, which are shama shemets, that you heard that they died. So the Brice said before, if you heard that he died, and even if you hear he's coming back, the halacha is you're allowed to eat everything, even though when you hear he's coming back, you're allowed to eat, you take everything. You don't take like an aris, take much more. You take, the whole thing belongs to you. So you leave shavuyim, hashta, huh?
Who said it means everything? Maybe it means like an aris.
That's what it means. Aris v'niska means you could eat the peris, that's what it says. Right, so it says, Afilo shama shemashim abom, v'kodam v'talosh v'achal, it says aris v'niska, you could eat whatever you want, that's what it says. Okay, we'll see, maybe you're right, we'll see, but the pasha means you eat everything. Hashta zaras v'niska hava, so if you get to zaras v'niska hava, my ashbach m'boi, if you could take whatever you want, so you think whatever you made better, it's actually not talking about the same thing, but they're saying, whatever's there, of course I could take. Whatever I did myself, I put the work in, of course I take that. It wouldn't be even a chiddush of Aris. The kash is not really that, says Zohar Niska. The kash is like this. They misunderstand the question. It says over here, what does Shamlam Karas mean? Let's go back a step. Fakum Shamlam Karas means that what? Not while he's, pasha, not while he's on the field. We'll see in a second, that might change, but it means when the Bailam comes back, let's say the guy works the whole entire field, and pears don't grow in two weeks. He works the whole field, and comes the time for harvesting, and all of a sudden the Bailam comes back. What's the halacha? So it says over here, he gets like an aris. So I want to ask what we're talking about. If we're talking about a case with Shoma v'Shemes, Maduch, you get the entire thing, so of course, if he comes back, you get like an aris. It's a kalvachaymer. This is like, it's a pashtus thing. Of course, you get like an aris. So this hashtu zaris v'niska hava my da'ashbach m'boi. Whatever you put in, of course you get back. Of course you get like an aris. If you work the field, of course you're not worse than aris. Ella, Gemara says, a retushin. It's going on the case of retushin, which is the last case where the guy went away himself. The guy himself without telling anyone. The earth says that you take it away from the person who was married. You're not allowed to go down to the property. You don't get even get like aris. You have no permission coming here. So Mara says, Ella, he came Shlever Shos. This is Shlever Shos. He came down here. Ella, he'll maybe take like a din yairid. There's din yairid, whatever you get the yitzias, the things you put in, maybe you'll get the expenses you'll get, maybe got din yairid, but there's no din of aris. Ella must be going on the middle case, on a tushin. The case where it was he was captured, but lo sham v'shemes Suleiman ilim l'rabbanon who say that mitzim yada hermina mitzinas yada. So you don't get like an aris. It's not with permission. You come with permission. Irav shem gamil ha'amah shemati shanatushim k'shvuyim. We said it's exactly like shvuyim. So then there's a kavachaymer then. So they back to the kavachaymer. Zeng marlo k'shvuyim lo shvuyim k'shvuyim the emetzinas yada. The case with Loi Shama Shemes is like Shavuyim Shemes, that you heard about Shemes. You know what's equivalent to that? The Eimetzino Yisem Yodai. But Loi Shavuyim, not Mamashik Shavuyim, Ilo Hosom Zorez V'Niskar. That there he gets everything. Vilo Hocha Shemino Nekaris. But by the case Loi Shama Shemes, Shemino Nekaris. Zog Rashi. The Ilo Hosom, because this is what the Mordechai was asking for, let's get clear. The Ilo Hosom Zorez V'Niskar. Zog Rashi. The kivut shoshom by shemeis kidochus lo adaita the kule perinochus. When he goes down and gets the whole peris. Avahochod lo shom by shemeis la adaita the kule nochus a little ka'aris b'chol shana v'shar peris yom nochim. Zog Rashi Mar di Yechidish. In a case where lo shom by shemeis, even when the bialim is not back, he only gets like ka'aris. And there's a huge difference between shom by shemeis lo shom by shemeis. Shom by shemeis, if you heard he died, he gets everything until the bialim comes back. He gets everything. Once the Baam comes back, he'll get like Aris. But until the Baam comes back, he gets everything. Masha Enkin, the chiddush of the Brice is for this case, the Masha Enkin case, where he's loyshom by Shemes, the whole time he's in the property, all he's getting is like Aris, and not more than that. That is Rashi Shita. Toysis argues in Rashi. Toysis holds that Avada, he's the same thing like a Shavui until the guy comes back. The nafgamina is when a mash mashim will buy him. That's the whole nafgamina according to Tosfos. When you hear he's coming back, then there's a difference. Zog Tosfos, the middle Tosfos, the kach nira, the vada shakala peris oichel bechinam. Vim zava vacharas vazara al bailam bol koidim shakatsa yitl ka oris chartir choy vamolai. That's the whole thing. But the whole chilek between a shavui and not a shavui is only the mash mashim will buy him according to Tosfos. But we'll stick with Rashi. Rashi is saying like this, there's a huge difference. Shama by Shemes, he goes down, it's like it's his. And if the Baam comes back, then he gets Ka'aris. Masha Enkein, by a case of Lo Shama Shemes, let him go down, but he only gets like Ka'aris. We have a Mishnah that's talking about someone who has the Nichsim look of his wife. He's married right now. And his wife brings in a property, and he works the property. So what's the halacha? And then they get divorced afterwards. What's the halacha? Moitzi yitzas hanichse yishtoi. Hoitzi harbe. He spent a lot of money on expenses. Va'ochel kimla. Only harvested a little bit. Or the opposite. Kimla, he put in a little bit. Va'ochel harbe. And he ate a lot. The halacha is, if they get divorced, they don't do mash hoitzi mash ochel ochel. It's over. Whatever he ate. Whatever he spent. And that's over. And now it starts a new slate. We don't look back and say, oh, look, he gets now whatever is left, ka'aros. No, whatever, it's over now. They're divorced. So the kasha is, that what's the difference? Just like over there when the Baal was terech in the Sada, he only takes what he took, and he doesn't get anything afterwards. So here also, say the same thing, that when the guy went down to the property and used all his money and put money into it, he had hopes that it's the guy's not coming back, and he put it in. He was Meichel. Just like here, the husband also thought this would be his forever, and that's why he put it in. Say the same thing also by the guy who went into Nichse Shavu. So the cash is, why is it different there? Samar says it is different. I'll tell you what our case is doimer to. Holay damya elaha. Our case is more doimer to the next case, where it says, we'll explain the difference in a second. Some say it's the Ahadon of Yaakov or Rechista. It's Amayro says this. If someone's married to a Katana where the father was not alive, the halacha is, you're married to that Isha only midrabanan. And the thing is that she herself could do Mion whenever she wants. It's not up to you. Usually a man who's married, it's up to him to get to divorce his wife. Mashenkein, if it's a Katana, the Katana herself could do Mion and leave the husband at any time. So halacha is there, if the person is Moitzi Yitzos, on Nichsi Ishti Katana, on the Nichsi Maluga of his wife, who is a Katana, it's Kemoitzi Anichsi Acher Domi. It's like Kemoitzi Anichsi Acher, and you get like the halacha is the hoitzi, and you didn't get like a aris. If there it's not much hoitzi mash achal achal. There you get like a aris. Alma kibin the loy samcha daita tiknu rabbanan keich loyos dinu. We say, you see over there, since he's not sure if he's going to stay married to this katana, she could be in her hands. Therefore, the rabbanan made a takana that he gets like a aris. Hachinami the kibin rabbanan keich loyos dinu. Here also. The loisdino means we don't want the person who working the field to ruin the field. Like we had in yesterday's blat, that if someone doesn't anticipate that he's for sure going to get the profits, what he'll do is he'll overuse the karka very quickly to try to get whatever he could get out of it. So since by a katana, it's very possible any minute she will pull out, and therefore he's going to be mafsid the karka. So we made it the katana. We don't want him to do that. We say you'll get like ours. Don't worry. Same thing over here also. We say, you'll get like an aris. We don't want you to mafsid the karka if the owner comes back. So therefore, it's not doimed to the case of Isha. Why the case of Isha? It's up to him to divorce her. So therefore, when he goes in, he knows exactly what he's doing. He won't be mafsid. He's going to spend. He'll spend responsibly. And the halacha is that if you decide to divorce her, it's your loss. Masha'inkein, by case of a ketana, where any minute she could pull the rug from under him, and same thing by a shavu coming back, there will be masakin, the rabbanu masakin that has a din of a aras. Zogti gemara vayta, v'kulon shom l'karas, it said, v'kulon, who's v'kulon being marba? What does it mean v'kulon? We said it's talking about a case where lo shama v'y shemes, but what's the kulon? What are we marba? Besides for the regular case of shavu, what are we marba? V'kulon asuyi mayt. V'kulon asuyi hodom rav nachman, rav shmuel. It's coming to Marba the following halacha. Shavu shenishba, a person got captured, but reading karav l'nechasav. The halacha is you let the karav come down to the nechasim and work the nechasim, work the properties. Yotz l'das, ain't reading karav l'nechasav. But he went l'das, like we spoke out a bunch of times already. If he goes l'das, ain't reading karav l'nechasav because he didn't tell anyone to do anything. Rav Nachman today omer, bereach, if someone runs away, areyach k'shavui. He's like a hostage. Where it's not on purpose. Why is he running away? If he's running away because I don't want to pay taxes, that's called adas. He should have told people to do his property, running away with adas. He's not boho. He's not like all mixed up because he knows exactly what he's doing. He's running away because of taxes. He ran away because he committed a murder. The way it worked there, if you committed a murder, then you will chayiv misa, and you have to run away. Even if you did it by shaygi, if you did it by din. The halacha is the government wanted you, so there he had to run away because of a murder, and therefore he was bahul in such a case, has the same din as a shavui, that he's running away without any das, and therefore he doesn't remember to tell everyone to do with his property. Still, you will be married someone to the property. Zog Tamar Avayta, Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Shavui Shenishba V'niach Kama Liksar. Shavui that was Nishba, and here he left over of something that was already fully grown, and it just had to be cut. Anovim livtzar. The kama elixir means the wheat had to be cut. Anovim livtzar. The grapes had to be harvested. Tamarim ligdar. The tamarim, the dates had to be harvested. Zaysim limsoik. The olives had to be harvested. Bezdin yoridun lechashav. Bezdin goes down to the property and reading apotropos. He put apotropos there who does everything for the Bailam. Give everything to the Bailam's family. The koitzu abaitz of a goyda moisik. Give everything to the Bailam. These are all the signs of the wheat, the grapes, the zaysim, the olives. The acham reading karav lechashav. And afterwards you bring the karav lechashav. And then the karav starts eating. Freit the Gemara, why don't you just put up a chopper the whole time? Put up a chopper the whole time. The main chopper is the chopper doesn't take anything. The chopper does this for free as a chesed. He does it for the Bailam. So why don't we just make up a chopper right away? Some more answers. You don't appoint apotropos to people with beards, which means you don't put apotropos for gedolim. Apotropos is only willing to do something for ketanim. He feels bad for ketanim. He thinks it's a big mitzvah. It is a big mitzvah. And then he'll take the job. No apotropos will take the job to take care of someone's property who he went away. He's a shavui. People don't look at it as big as a chesed. And therefore, it's not going to happen. Therefore, the only way to keep this the property from getting its full potential is to bring in the karov, to let the karov come down, and apotropos won't help. No, because that stuff is already cut, right? That's very easy. It's a very easy thing to do. It's not not working the property, just harvesting. Everything's there already. So it's for a god, the rack. It's very mukhan. Like it's something that's ready. It's very easy. Just all you need is to be cut and put away and finish. It's done. It's a very suyim digger thing. Working a property is a full time job without any end in sight. You don't know exactly what's going to be, how hard it's going to be to plow, to plant, to grow, everything. It's a whole thing. Then you're not going to have a job to do that job. Omar Avuna, Eimer Idin Kato L'Nichse Shavui. The halacha is that we bring a karav down to a shavui. Sometimes the karav, the nearest yairish, is a katan. We don't let a katan go to the nichse shavu. We'll see in a second why. V'loy karo nichse katan, and the opposite is true also. If a katan gets captured and he has a piece of property, you don't let a karav go down to the nichse katan. Not only that, v'loy karav machmas karav nichse katan. Even a karav of a karav. Now, why not? So Gemara explains. You don't allow a katan who's the next of kin, the next of the Irish, to go down into the property of the shavu and to work the property. He's not so experienced as a katan. He might ruin the property, and if you don't let him. And the opposite is true also, we'll speak it out outside first, that you don't let a karov go down to nichse katan. Why? Because the katan might come back and the karov will say, you know what, it's mine. It's really mine. It never was yours. It's really mine. It fell to me in Yerusha, and it's really mine. So let's say it's a brother. He says, really, it's really mine. This is my chelik of Yerusha. And therefore, the cotton's not going to want the taina. We don't put a karev down on the cotton's property. Not only that, if this karev had a brother from his mother's side, this cotton was a brother from his father's side, and he has another brother from his mother's side. We don't let that brother from the mother's side even go down, even though he's not related to the cotton. Because he might taina, yeah, it's my brother's property. I'm just taking care of my brother. And therefore, we don't allow that either. Let's see the inside. Ein veloy karev machmas karev mix the cotton, but achiv me'ime, with a brother from the mother's side. Veloy karev mix the cotton, kivin loy machi, since he can't be moicha, osi lach zuke bay. He's going to come to make a chazaka in that property. So here Rav Huna tells you, this halacha, that a katan cannot go down into a shavi's property, even if it's the Irish, and the karav can't go into a katan's property, because he might be zaych in it, he'll claim it's his, really fell for him for Yerusha. So Amar Rava, Shemami Namid Rav Huna, we see from Rav Huna, Ein machzikin benichse katan. You see from Rav Huna, this yisoid, that you're not, That you, there's no chazaka by a nichse katan, which means like this: a regular case where a katan has a property and someone else goes into the property and he lives there for 3 years. Usually, you live in 3 years, you have a chazaka. But here, the halacha is that by a katan, according to Rav Huna, emach zikim minichse katan, because you can't taina that your father sold it to me. Because he doesn't know the difference, and therefore that day wasn't moicha is not a raya. So like this, it's mashma for Rav Huna that only ema reading karav nichse katam. Why? Because a karav could come with a taina of a yoirish. I'm a yoirish, and that's the problem. But another person we would let go down to the cotton's property. Why? Because they're not worried. He'll claim it's his because he has to bring a raya. He has to have a star. I usually have 3 years only the star by a katan. Since he had no idea to be Meicha, it would not be a Raya. The 3 years would not be a Raya. But Karav always has a time. The Karav will worry, the time that came out of Yerusha. Because even the Karav, he was Yerush for his brother. He took it for his brother, who's a Yerush. But Yerush was always worried that he's a time that it was Yerusha, that you know, we're both brothers. We both got that from the late father. And I'll say, this is mine. You're not going to prove me different. How can you prove me different? He's not tiny Chazak. This is my Yerusha. I know what to prove it. That Yisim Rehuna is only worried about that. He's not worried about regular chazaka because ein machzikim nichse katan. Shemam Ravuna ein machzikim nichse katan. Vafilu higdil, even in a case where after he became by mitzvah ready, you still stay 3 years after that, still it's not a chazaka. Why? Like Rashi explains, because he still has no idea. Because since you went into the property while he was a katan, he has no idea. And even if he becomes older, he has no idea that he's supposed to be meicha. He has no idea who this is. And therefore, it's never a chazaka.
If you got it when he was 10, and now at 13, somebody started to make the chazaka then. Work?
No, would not work. Anytime the cotton do it in front of the cotton, he doesn't know to be meicha. Even higdol.
He started the chazaka period only after bar mitzvah.
Right. Yeah. As long, if you only start after mitzvah, no. Then definitely if started after mitzvah. Then he's ready. Big God already should have known by then.
Even if your father sold.
Right. Right. If he started the chazaka after the golden, but if higdol means once he was yared l'saicha, even if the eighth after higdol, there's not a chazaka. But if he's yared while he's a cotton, he couldn't know. If he yared while he's a god, why was he meicha right then? Then he knows. This thing that ima reading karav nichse katan is only by a brother of the father, because you could tie that sad Yerusha. But if achi the ima less lamba, if this is a different case, achi the ima means he is a brother from the mother side, went down. So here, my first thought that there's no tiny Yerusha here, so then it's not a problem. That's not a problem in Maria Karav, because no Tzad Yerusha. We'll see tomorrow's going to change this in a second. Only by land, where there it's not a Koyal who it belongs to. Which means like this, that a Karav comes down and goes into the house of this cotton, and then the cotton comes back. So we say that you don't let the karav go down into the house. Why not? Into the property. Why not? Because he might always claim it was always his. By a bias, he never could get away with that. Everyone knows by Yerusha who got this house, who got this house. When it comes to properties, usually they're on the outskirts of the city, and no one knows the difference between the two properties. They're all the same, and therefore we're not worried about it. If they didn't write B'shas, when they made the Yerusha, they write a Shtar Chalukah. But if they have an Itta, Ava Ovar Itta, Kala Islo has a Kala. But the Gemara says, it's not true. Lo yishtachi the abba, lo yishtachi the ima. You don't let a karav come down, even if it's a brother from the mother. Why not? Because Rashi explains, it's possible also to have a case where they could claim of Yerusha. Because he'll say like this, my mother had properties, and he married the father of this katan. The father's katan. And what happened was that the father died first, and then the mother died. So the mother got back her nechsim alug, and then we are Yerushim of the same mother. If we have Yerushim of the same mother, so we're both shutvim in this property, and this is my property. So even Achi the Ima, he has a way to say, even if it's not a brother through a father, only through a mother, he has a way to say, this is my property, therefore you're not married a karav even from the mother's side onto a katan's property. We don't say the svar of koil. You don't let a gadol, a karev, go down. They don't let a karev go down to the cotton's property because the cotton does not know what's flying, and the karev might taina in some way, shape, or form that this is Yerusha. Therefore, you don't allow that. What?